Google's search engine market in the United States is 67%. Yes, everyone would say that Google is successful. In Europe, though, it's between 90 and 96%. Virtually no competitors, and now the European Union is aiming to rein in Google's monopoly, formally charging today that the $390 billion company has abused its search engine's large market share by favoring its own products such as Google Maps, Google Play, and YouTube. Andrew Keen is a Silicon Valley-based internet entrepreneur and author of The Internet is Not the Answer. Andrew, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me on.
This is certainly not the first time that the European Union has taken on a big high-tech company. I remember the browser wars of the 1990s and how the European Union went after Microsoft. How similar is this?
Could be very, very similar. History repeats itself, of course. It's very similar in the sense that you have a semi-monopolistic, arrogant Silicon Valley company that takes advantage of the market and uses one part of its business to promote other parts. And the European Union is willing to take them on and actually maybe reshape the nature of digital business.
Now, it sounds a little like you're cheerleading for the EU here. Do you have a dog in this fight?
Well, I have lots of stock in the EU. No, I'm not cheerleading. I'm simply recognizing the reality that someone has to take Google on, and it doesn't seem as if the US government's willing to do it. Maybe one reason is that many of the people surrounding the US government used to work on digital policy, used to work for Google. So I think the EU is much more dispassionate, and they've looked at this long and hard over many years, and now it seems as if they are indeed willing to take them on.
If Google has a 90 to 96% market share in the European Union, there may be a good reason for that, and that is that Google does a really good job.
Well, it's not as simple as that. And the case isn't about whether or not Google has 70, 80, or 90% of the search market. The case is about whether Google is using its search engine, as you said in the introduction, to benefit other parts of its business, and that's illegal. So the size of the market is less relevant. But the reality in Europe of why Google is so dominant is because it has absolutely no competition. There's no indigenous search engines. And Bing, which is Microsoft's attempt to take on Google, is much less prominent in Europe, which is why Google has a smaller share in the US. It's extremely hard to take on Google. Even Microsoft, who has spent tens of billions of dollars investing in Bing, haven't really more than scratched the surface in terms of competing with Google.
Who would benefit if the EU actually does something extraordinary, like restricts Google's business and actually creates a space for, essentially, it sounds like a company that doesn't really yet exist to scale to compete even on a 30% market share?
That's a great question. Who benefited when the EU took on Microsoft? Ironically, it was startups like Google. Had the EU not taken on Microsoft in the late 90s, Microsoft, which was an incredibly arrogant and aggressive company, would have crushed Google and controlled search as it tried to crush Netscape and control the browser war. So we don't know who it will benefit. I mean, there are certainly dominant, and I think it's wrong to frame this as a Europe versus US issue. There are a number of American companies, including Travelocity and Yelp, who are deeply disturbed with this and have joined other companies like Microsoft in the complaint. So on the one hand, many prominent internet companies, but on the other hand, the next Google, the next company that changes everything. And I think unless Google's wings are clipped, we are stymieing innovation. It's ironic, it's maybe not understood as well in America as it is in Europe, that regulation helps innovation. And certainly the regulation against Microsoft in the 90s helped the innovation of the Web 2.0 internet revolution of companies like Google. And I expect the same thing will happen from this EU political initiative.
Although it would probably be better if it benefited a EU corporation this time around. Andrew Keen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Andrew Keen is a Silicon Valley-based internet entrepreneur and author of The Internet is Not the Answer.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.